This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Special Counsel Robert Hur is defending his report and investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. Hur appeared before the House Judiciary Committee earlier today. Republicans are relying on that hearing to impugn Biden's memory and fitness for office, as NPR's Eric McDaniel reports.
Hur was called before Congress to explain why, despite Biden's retention and disclosure of classified material, Hur decided that charges weren't merited, a conclusion Hur said was tied in part to his estimation that Biden's age and memory would make him sympathetic to a jury. An experienced federal prosecutor and registered Republican, Hur rejected allegations of political motivation.
I did not sanitize my explanation, nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the Attorney General my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do.
In particular, Biden struggled to remember the timeline of his son's death from brain cancer, memories he describes as painful to recall. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is announcing a new $300 million package in emergency security aid for Ukraine. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the package includes weapons and artillery that Ukraine needs for its fight against Russia.
The Biden administration says it's able to provide the package due to cost savings in contracts that the Defense Department negotiated to replace equipment that was drawn down for Ukraine in previous aid packages. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, told reporters at the White House that it was only a short-term measure.
This ammunition will keep Ukraine's guns firing for a period, but only a short period. It is nowhere near enough to meet Ukraine's battlefield needs, and it will not prevent Ukraine from running out of ammunition in the weeks to come.
He said Congress needs to pass funding that House Republican leaders have blocked for months. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
In Uvalde, Texas, Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez says he's resigning effective April 6th. Texas Public Radio's Kayla Padilla reports that Rodriguez was on vacation at the time of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School.
Just days ago, an investigator for the city of Uvalde found that police acted in good faith and did not violate department policies. On the day of the shooting, Uvalde Police Chief Daniel Rodriguez was on vacation. And as the Department of Justice Incident Review noted, Lieutenant Mariano Pargas, who was filling in for him, didn't have incident command training. In his resignation letter, Rodriguez didn't explain why he's resigning, but he did say he's moving on to a new chapter. He resigned just hours before the Uvalde City Council was set to challenge the report that cleared Uvalde officers of wrongdoing. Kayla Padilla in San Antonio.
You're listening to NPR News. President Biden has clinched the Democratic Party nomination. Biden's won presidential primaries in several states tonight, including Georgia, giving him more than the number of delegates needed. Former President Donald Trump is closer to getting the delegates he needs for the Republican presidential nomination after winning primaries in Georgia and Mississippi. Ballots are still being counted in Washington State and Hawaii. Thousands of fans are mourning the apparent loss of three bald eagle eggs that have been featured on a popular live stream focusing on their nest in the Southern California mountains. From Los Angeles, McKenna Sievertson of LAist has the latest.
Mama Jackie and Papa Shadow had three eggs at the end of January, and they're all now officially overdue for their typical incubation time. Sandy Steers is the executive director of Friends of Big Bear Valley, the nonprofit that manages the live stream. She told LAist that even though it's not the news Eagle Watchers had hoped for, we can learn a lot from this feathered couple.
It teaches us to slow down and to watch and to know that maybe our life is okay if it's not happening exactly the way we want it.
She says the eagles do their best to care for the nest every day, and they can show us how to live life with peace, patience, and compassion. Even though it's likely too late for any of the eggs to hatch, Jackie and Shadow are still taking turns protecting them. For NPR News, I'm McKenna Sievertson in Los Angeles.
Wall Street stocks closed higher today, with the Dow gaining 235 points, the NASDAQ rose 246 points, and the S&P 500 added 57. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.